Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a pretty awesome tool called Laravel Valet. So Valet is a Laravel development environment for Mac users. So I'm not too sure if this will work on Linux or whatever. I assume it would, but just so you know. So the idea is this: there's no Vagrant, no Apache, no Nginx, no entries for your host file, nothing like that. So you can even share this stuff using local tunnels and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. It's kind of a different take over if you're familiar with Homestead. So Homestead is kind of like the go-to tool for anyone developing Laravel applications. But we'll note that Valet is actually not just Laravel specific. So just hold that into your mind for a little bit there. This isn't just a Laravel podcast episode. Valet configures your Mac to always run Caddy in the background when your machine starts. Then using DNS mask, Valet proxies all those requests on the .dev domain to point to sites installed on your local machine. So it's a fairly common setup, although it's using some other tools like Caddy, for example. But there are other tools out there that use functionality that allows you to run your domains through a .dev domain, so like let's say example.dev. So basically what that gives you is a really fast development environment that uses around about 7 meg of RAM, so a lot better than what Homestead is in terms of RAM usage there. It's not a complete replacement though for Vagrant or Homestead, but it's certainly a really good alternative if you want something that's a bit more flexible on the basics and it's really quick, as well as just make sure that your machine has more RAM available. So more so this, I'd be looking at this if you had a limited RAM available. That makes a lot more sense. Now, where I was touching on before, the saying this isn't just for Laravel. It also supports Lumen, which, yes, that is a Laravel product, but it also supports Symfony, Cake PHP, WordPress, Bedrock, Craft, Statomatic, and Jigsaw. And I believe it can do static HTML as well. I haven't actually tried that out, but yeah, it supports all those kind of things. And you can extend it with your own custom drivers. So if you do want to add more support, there's the ability to do that there. So the question is Valet or Homestead? So I'm going to read a little excerpt here from the actual Laravel site in regards to Valet. So as you may know, Laravel offers Homestead, another local development environment. Homestead and Valet differ in regards to their intended audience and their approach to local development. Homestead offers an entire Ubuntu virtual machine with automated Nginx config. Homestead is a wonderful choice if you want a fully virtualized Linux development environment or are on Windows/Linux. So Valet only supports Mac and requires you to install PHP and a database server directly on your local machine. This is easily achieved by using Homebrew with commands like brew install php7 and brew install MariaDB or MariaDB. Valet provides a blazing fast local development environment with minimal resource consumption. So it's great for developers who only require PHP, MySQL, and do not need a fully virtualized development environment. So both Valet and Homestead are great choices for configuring your local development environment. Which one you choose will depend on your personal taste and what your team's needs. So, you know, it's a pretty good tool. I think Laravel's brought out a lot of great tools, and this is another one of them. And for what a lot of people do, I think Valet is going to suit your needs because it's got such a small footprint compared to the other options. So if you want to go ahead with this, how do you get going? So you can install it via Homebrew. And just going to make sure that you've got nothing else such as Apache or Nginx binding on your local machine's 80 ports, so your default web port. For anyone who doesn't know, when you go to, say, example.com, that is binding to port 80 by default. So that's where that 80 comes from. So all you need to do is you install PHP 7, and then what you want to do is use Composer to then install Valet. Pretty simple. And then all you need to do is use the Valet install command, and this will configure Valet itself, DNS mask, and register all the daemons that need to be launched, etc., when the system starts or restarts. And you're basically ready to go from there. So once that's installed, you can ping any domain on .dev. So example.dev, foo.dev, whatever, and you're good to go. So Valet will automatically start its daemon each time your machine boots. So basically, you don't need to go like Valet start or Valet install again. It's just there. It'll be running in the background. So by default, it will serve your projects using the .dev TLD, that domain, or that domain extension rather. If you want to use another domain, you can do so. You can just specify Valet domain and then your TLD name, done. So for example, if you like to use .local, which is fairly common, instead of .dev, you just run Valet domain local and Valet will start serving your projects at whatever .local. So if you were doing example.dev before, you do example.local this time. Automatically works fantastic. Basically, you need to make sure that you have your database installed, so it can be MySQL or Maria or MariaDB, and you connect to that through the localhost 127.0.0.1, pretty standard root username, off you go. And that's all you need to do. Once you've done that, it'll just work. So for serving your sites, there's a bunch of other commands that they've got there. I'll let you look into that and run through, but I do recommend just evaluating and playing around with it. It's pretty simple to get set up and put on your system and have a go. Like, it should take you, let's just be conservative, say about 15 minutes, and you should be able to have Valet up and running and good to go. But I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Have you tried it out? It's fairly new, but it certainly is quite solid. But I'd really love to know what your thoughts are. Do you use it full time? Have you played around with it? How do you compare it to Homestead? You know, has it been a replacement for you and why? I'd love to know. You can send through your responses to codacatchup@gmail.com. You can ping me at codacatchup on Twitter, or you can send through a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Other than that, that's essentially it. If you do have a spare few moments, though, I'd appreciate if you could leave a comment or a rating in iTunes. It really helps me out, as well as it provides more visibility into the podcast for anyone else who may find it interesting. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.